I think always of learning a piece in two. There's two different ways of doing it. You can do it from above or from below. From above means, okay, you look at the piece and you say, okay, now this kind of looks like it might work like this, and it also might work like that. You're starting with a quick look, a leap of understanding, and an attempt to get a big picture immediately, and then filling in the details. If you're working from the details, you then find, like with a pointillist painting, you then find that there are bigger things coming out of the details. Yeah, and really, starting from underneath, starting from the details, is really the only way to find the piece. If you go from above, you're simply guessing what the piece might be. And if you're lucky, then you might get it right. The other way around, from underneath, is only to think about details at the beginning. And only to start off by simply understanding what is being asked of you by the score. And sometimes understanding what's being asked of you by the score is actually already really, really hard. At the moment, what I hear is it sounds like you're just changing the pedal when it sounds like it might be a problem.
That's exactly right. Okay.
In 1959, Stockhausen was giving a composition seminar class, and one could apply to it by sending a letter with a score. And I sent a letter and a score, and I was accepted. And so I went there. Then the first day at Darmstadt, the first evening, I moved into a dormitory room. It was brand new. It felt that part of Darmstadt felt like brand new town, brand new buildings. Everything had the smell of fresh paint, and it was kind of a contrast with the rest of the city. I remember in '57, it was almost the entire city was bombed out. It was ruins, and so this was like a fresh new beginning. Which Darmstadt had something of that feeling, that it was a fresh new beginning after the horrors of the Third Reich.
Perhaps the best thing of today is that there is not such a one single-sided obsession, but like everybody is doing different things. There was this idea, there was an absolute truth of the way the music should be, and that's just, I think that's in the past, and I think that's a great thing of today.
And it's probably very difficult to compare this Darmstadt today to the golden days of Darmstadt. Europe destroyed. The supremacy of classicism.
I mean, some people might say, well, this is great on one level, but on the other hand, it becomes just a differentiated sea of differences.
A common language, how many times has it failed, really? I really don't believe in it at this point. Like, the search of a common language, a common notation, a common space in which we are to compose at this point. With the options and complexity of modern world, or it would be almost impossible to compose in the same way, or even to come up with any rules.
It's demanding empty with this. Sound out, yes, the C. Es durch Grach.
Kurtág spent a year studying in Paris, 1957 to 58. On his way back from Paris, he stopped by in Cologne and he met up with Ligeti there. I think he'd also met up with Ligeti during his year in Paris, but the visit to Cologne was important to him because he saw the radio studio and he listened to some Stockhausen, and he's always said that these experiences were of enormous importance to him.